This is episode 456 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Sometimes when you're publishing information to the web, you don't need all the extra stuff that comes with creating a blog or a website. You just want a single web page or a single post. Here's where Popular might be able to help. That's P-O-P-U-L-R, without the E, as has become so popular these days. Popular, there you go. What Popular does is allow you to create a page in a similar way to About Me, if you're familiar with that, but the content of the page is a little bit more flexible. It's easy to add content, it's easy to redesign the layout of the page within certain limits. So it makes it as easy as possible, but there's no complexity whatsoever. It tries to make your life simple. In order to do that, you'll need to create a Popular account. That's fairly straightforward. There are different pricing models, but the free version offers you quite a range of opportunities and probably all you're likely to need, really. So if you get started with the free option, what are the kinds of things you might want to do? Well, if it's yourself or one of your students, you might want to post a curriculum vitae. It could be a visible online portfolio. It could be having your students produce a report. So in science, that might be an experimental report or write-up. It could be the report of your findings from a field trip. It could be a different way of producing some notes, so showing what you've learned or showing what you've found out. Here, of course, we're publishing online, and with that comes all the extra richness, if you will. So it's the opportunity to have a wider audience rather than something that's written in a book or on a piece of paper, just visible for your teacher's eyes only. And of course, all the extra things that you need to think about when you're doing that. So all the digital literacy and digital citizenship elements can be brought in through publishing to the web. How do you get started after you've logged in? Well, again, Popular leads you through everything that you need to know. So it offers you a template from which to choose, or rather categories within which are different templates. Now, largely these are business orientated, but there is an educational category. So you can go into there, and then you've got a limited, a more filtered, shall we say, range of templates from which to choose. So you can get started with one of the templates, but you can literally clear it out in moments and start from scratch should you wish to do so. The kinds of things that you can change when you're in there: it provides you initially with a header banner, should that be what you choose, and there are photos within a small library that you can choose from. You can put text in that header banner, and then you come to adding content to the page. On the page itself are, in a sense, a series of spaces, and in each of those spaces, arranged in grid format, you can add different content holders. So the different kinds of things that you can add include textual elements, obviously. You can add images. And a word to the wise here, you've got a limited storage amount available through the free pricing plan. So think carefully if you're adding massive images. And again, that's a digital literacy element creeping in there. Folks need to know that rather than uploading a 9 megabyte image taken straight from a camera, pre-processing it and reducing its file size can help before you start. And I think that's something that's useful to try to teach students. You can also use a video holder frame, and that can pull in content from YouTube or Vimeo. What's I particularly like is that you can include an embed code. So if you've got content elsewhere that you wish to bring in, which provides a sharing or embed code, you can use that to bring it into there. For example, on SoundCloud, it's actually got within Popular a SoundCloud embedder. It, all you need to provide actually for SoundCloud is the link itself, and it will embed it for you. So there's quite a lot of flexibility there. If you've got a map somewhere else, or a series of slides, or a Google form, all of that can be brought in very easily, and Popular makes it straightforward to do that. Once you put your content into the frame, you can then move it about. There's a draggable icon where you can shift it from one place to another on the page. You can add further frames alongside or below the one that you've already got in. And that layout is all very slick. It's just dragging it on the page to where you want it to be. Couldn't be easier than that. You can then alter the overall look and feel by the theme, I suppose you'd call it. So you can change the fonts that are available globally across the whole page. You can change colours. Again, it's making life straightforward. Finally, when you come to publish your page, you've got various options. You can preview it first, as you'd expect to be able to do, and see what it looks like to your wider audience. You can collaborate with others. So this may be particularly useful if you've got a group of students working on a particular page. It may be useful if you want, as a teacher, to be able to perhaps offer some suggestions and be able to interact with it. You can, as a teacher, there's an option to what they call duplicate. So you create maybe an initial template with an overall layout or just content areas that you wish students to produce, and then duplicate that, and then anyone else who comes along can use that as an initial template and a starting point from which to begin. So that's a really useful feature. There are also rudimentary analytics available, so any page that you publish, you'll be able to see the kind of things that you would normally expect, so the number of views and so forth. All very useful, and in addition, you can change the page name. So the URL for your page will contain popular.me, and then you can add different stems to that to make it reflect more accurately the content that you wish to share. You can include social sharing, so the buttons where links are available to post your page directly onto Facebook, Google, Twitter, Google Plus, etc. You can also include icons, should you wish, to your social media sites. So it makes you provides easy connections to you and your other presences on the web. So I think I probably overuse the term straightforward and simple and easy, but that's what Popular aims to do. And making the functionality more straightforward for students hopefully helps you to help them to think more about the actual content they're posting rather than the way it looks, to think about the broader issues of digital citizenship and what the implications are of including links to other social media and so forth. So it allows for a much richer discussion, I'd argue. So that's popular.me.